Juba Mayor Maikoladu Alajabo says the building, which was being demolished, collapsed at around 10 a.m. yesterday. He says it was being used as a store along a road in the capital's Konyokonyo market.
We are told that the slab of the building collapsed on the laborers who are participating in the breaking down of the whole building. They are demolishing it using their own hands. So two people died instantly. One is Ugandan by nationality, and then the other one is identified to be a South Sudanese, and his name is Joel.
Alajabu says two other workers were injured and were rushed to a hospital. He says Juba City Council did a quick investigation and found out that a Somali investor had signed a contract with the South Sudanese owner of the land, but the investor decided to demolish the structure in order and build a new one. Alajabu says the old building was well built, but it had a red cross on it indicating that it's either not meant to be there or part of it was on the road and needed to be adjusted. He says the investor was not authorized by the government.
We realized the procedures for demolishing the structure was not being right, and that is because even we in city council are not being informed, because always when you want to build any structure, you have to take a building permit from the city authority. And also when you want to demolish, you're supposed also to inform the city authority so that they are able to assist that particular person to get a guideline of how to demolish such a huge building so that it don't affect the surrounding.
Alajabu says the council always advises people to use a bulldozer to minimize accidents. He says the investor is in police custody and could face other charges. Alajabu says besides other penalties, the investor will have to compensate for those who died and pay the medical care costs for those who were injured. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno in Juba.